My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Baskin and Phelps, 216-474-0092. You can hit us up on social media at CLE Talking Heads. Two big headlines then, I think, if you're looking at the Browns and trying to figure out what the storylines are going into this game against the Packers on Saturday, which you'll be able to listen to right here on the Browns Radio Network. Of course, preseason action on your home of the Browns, 92.3 The Fan. Brandon Ayuk, we are kind of in a holding pattern to find out what he wants to do. We all know that there's a framework in place between the Browns and the Niners, and we're just kind of waiting on that. And then the other big story, Jeff, is Jameis Winston getting the start in that first preseason game. I want to start with Ayuk, though. You think, and I tend to agree with you, even though we disagree on a lot of things, I tend to agree with you on this, that I think he's going to end up in San Francisco when this is all said and done. I don't know that if
it's starting to feel a little weird, isn't it?
It is. Like, why didn't he take the Browns deal already? Why were, like, originally, and I had heard Steelers, Patriots, Browns. Not necessarily
not
in that
order. Yeah.
But everything you had heard, especially going into the weekend, were those are the three kind of teams that seemed to be in play. And then yesterday, it was all about the Patriots and the Browns, and the Steelers were kind of left off on the side. And then as I was going through social media and trying to read some other stuff, there was like, and I'm like, I don't think the Steelers are out of this thing. And so now I'm wondering if this is a, hey, are the Steelers, you know, maybe the Steelers are pushing the price up on the Browns because they don't want to see him in the AFC Central. But when it's all said and done, this is up to Ayuk. I mean, it's up to him. He's the one that's going to make the final decision because there's a contract renegotiation that goes along with this. You know, and then you read the Pro Football Talk headline that, you know, it's starting to irritate Kyle Shanahan, the whole hold-in. And we can see that and how that would play out, knowing that, you know, how just kind of knowing a little bit about Kyle while he was here. And I think he would have been a fantastic head coach if they would have, you know, stuck it out and left him here rather than having to have him come up with a PowerPoint presentation to escape from his contract with the Browns. But, Jeff, why do you think he's staying?
Oh, I don't necessarily think that. If I had to bet, that's what I'd bet on.
Okay, why?
Because they need him. And it feels like he needs them. I think he's just making a money ploy. Rather than wanting to be traded, starting to feel like he's just really looking for money. And I get that. You know, you're a freelance contractor. You know, you need to get paid. Now he is going to get paid. He's under contract for next year this coming season for $14 million. So he has a contract. It's that whole, you know, here we go. We're going to try and get a new contract, even though we have a contract. Amari Cooper settled his situation very quickly. We'll see what he did, what they do here. I would think he ends up back in San Francisco. That's just my gut.
And if that's the case, I think the part that bothers me is the whole Amari Cooper's name kind of getting dragged through this.
And, like, and Kendrick Bourne, who was one of the players in New England who they talked about potentially going to San Francisco, who was a Niner.
Yeah, I get it. I don't care about Kendrick Bourne. I care about Amari Cooper. I care about the Browns. And does it just make sense that, I mean, it'd be one thing just to speculate and go, well, the only way San Francisco is going to want to do this deal is with Amari Cooper because they want to make sure that this is plug and play if they're going to make a trade on who they think is their best wide receiver. And I get that. I think it's okay for us to maybe assume that he would be the guy. But like you and I sat here yesterday and we're like, is there any way he isn't a part of this deal? And, you know, he just came up with a incentive plan for this season. You know, he'll be a free agent next year. Then you start wondering what the Browns' long-term plans are with him. Now you're like, there's a whole psychological warfare going on here that Brandon Ayuk is kind of using Amari Cooper. At least that's the way I see it.
Now, see, that's taking it too far. He's
think it's taking it too far. I don't.
Doing anything, Andy. He's looking for a contract. That has nothing to do with him and Amari Cooper.
Well, it's dragging Amari through the mud because Amari doesn't deserve that. Why?
That's not Brandon Ayuk's fault.
If Brandon Ayuk knows that he's going to stay in San Francisco,
he doesn't.
Well, then what's he waiting for? What is he waiting for then? Why? If the Browns
because
had
he wants a contract.
Well, what did we just call $30 million?
It's called a holdout, or in this case, a hold in.
I get it. I just think it's shady when it comes to whoever decided that Amari Cooper's name needed to be put into this thing.
My guess is that would be Andrew Berry.
What, you think Andrew would throw Amari's name out there?
No, not,
do you think,
not to the media.
I don't think Andrew Berry wants Amari Cooper's name out there in this situation, especially based on what they just went through. He's your number one wide receiver. Like, why would you want to walk into a season? It's the same theory.
I don't think you want to, but if you're talking to them about Brandon Ayuk, Amari Cooper's name's going to come up.
I get that, but I also think that's a conversation between the Niners and the Browns. Like, why is did that get leaked? Why is that information out there? Like,
you'd
why
have to ask,
I mean, they do this all the time.
Whoever leaked it.
Yeah, I agree. I just don't see the Brown. I would thinking more that would come from the San Francisco side of things than I would the Browns side of things. Andrew Berry's run a pretty tight ship as far as letting rumors get spread on these kind of stories. They have. They've been really good about this kind of stuff and not causing drama when they don't need the drama. I just, to me, the more this goes on, you know, I know what kind of a player he is, but I know it's the diva position, but how much longer are you going to wait on this thing? Like, I kind of understand why the Patriots are like, we're done. See ya. Turn the page. Do the Browns need to do the same thing?
No.
Just sit there in limbo? You're good with that?
You're not in limbo. You have Amari Cooper. You're not in limbo.
If you made an offer and put the framework in place, you're waiting.
No, you're not.
Yes, you are. You're waiting, Jeff.
No, you're not.
Okay.
You can put it out there and say this. Hey, there you go. If you're interested, call. We're moving on here.
Yeah, that's just it. You said it. Bungo. We're moving on.
Yeah, we're not waiting. We're moving on, but our offer is sitting there. You want it, call me.
And then they come back and say, we want more, we want less. Are the Steelers driving the price up by having the Steelers' name back in this in the last 24 hours, 48 hours? I think they were in it the whole time, but who knows? Who knows? Do you expect an answer by today? What do you think this thing's going to get settled?
I have no idea. I'm not close enough to the Brandon Ayuk situation to know. All I know is that the Browns to me are a likely destination. If you look around the league at where he could have possibly ended up, I would think the Browns would of course be on the list. And the reason I say that is because you just had a quarterback or a wide receiver who wanted a new contract, and he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. And it would be really nice if you're the Browns, if you can get something for him rather than let him walk away. And if that happens to be a 26-year-old wide receiver who most folks think is at least as good as Amari or in the same category, why wouldn't you?
All right, so dumb observation here. Feel free to make fun of me as you deem necessary. If what we're reading is true, where the ball is truly in Brandon Ayuk's court of, hey, you are to talk to these teams, work on an extension, and then we'll work out a trade for those things. Don't you think Brandon Ayuk would already be on a team if he's the one who's making the phone calls to get said extension?
Yes. Unless there isn't enough money. He wants more money.
Unless he wants more money. But you would think, if you're hearing, and again, believing what you hear, that the Patriots were willing to make him a top five wide receiver, he said no to that. Right? That's why the Patriots ended up backing out.
Yeah,
because he's the one that's holding all the cards.
So if, in fact, they actually were going to make him a top five wide receiver, what's he doing?
Well, and so,
that's why I think San Francisco.
So that's the interesting part of this. So then I think that tells you that money is not what he's looking for. If the Browns were the ones who are next to be negotiating with him, with the amount of money that they have, the way that they move things around, and we all know that the way that the Browns are, if there's one thing we could say about Jimmy Haslam, you cannot call him cheap. If you need proof of that, look at the locker room, look at the roster, look at the fully guaranteed contracts, look at everything else.
I don't think you can blanket statement say that money's not what he's looking for. My guess is it's exactly what he's looking for with the team that he wants to get it from.
So if that's the case and the Browns made an offer, it's over. You turn the page.
I partially wonder if that's where we are.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't heard the Browns are out of it yet.
Although
on Pro Football Talk, they've written that the Patriots are out and the Browns could soon be as well. So we'll see.
Yeah.
But if I were the Browns and I really wanted Brandon Ayuk, I would say, hey, here's our offer to Brandon and here's our offer to the Niners. You guys change your mind, give us a call. And then you go about your business. And then if you get a phone call, that puts the Browns in a little bit more of a position of power.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, let's continue on with this conversation. We have a couple phone calls. One very interesting phone call that I'm looking at that I want to take when we come back here on the other side. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Here's the situation. We're kind of just waiting. We're waiting on Brandon Ayuk because we have heard stories that the Browns have a framework deal done that they have already handed to San Francisco, and that if you want to do this, we could do this. And San Francisco is like, well, it's up to Brandon because you're going to be doing a contract extension on that, so they can't negotiate what the future is going to be like in San Francisco. Do you think he's going to just end up in San Francisco when this is all said and done? The more I kind of just lean into this, and watch, 5 minutes from now we'll be totally wrong, and he'll end up with either the Browns or the Steelers. But I just, the more this thing kind of lingers, it doesn't feel good for the Browns. But that's just my opinion. I want yours. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.